Good evening, everyone. All right, it's good to see all of you right now. We are in our second week of our series titled Real Talk. Sino sa inyo, you were here last Thursday. Yon, thank you very much for adjusting to our service. But now we're back on a Friday. Every Friday pa rin naman tayo. This is a series, Real Talk. Be talking about this for 3 weeks. We're going to talk about the life of Jesus or part of His life. Last week na pinag-usapan natin, the calling of Levi or Matthew. Sino dito na atandaan niyo? Okay? He was in the tax booth. Alright? Asan si Levi? May Levi tayo dito eh. Okay? Jesus called out Levi, proving to the people around him, around them at that time, saying that it is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. Okay, yung mayroong may kasalanan, yung may kailangan kay Jesus, at tayong lahat yon. Real talk, right there is that we all need Jesus. And today, we'll be talking about the part of life of Jesus wherein He is at the point of His death. And next week, we'll be talking about His resurrection and what He said that is very true to His disciples. And today, we'll be talking about the death of Jesus. Let me ask everyone to stand up. And we'll be opening our Bibles to Luke chapter 23. Verses 32 to 43, two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him, with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, basahin natin sabay-sabay, 1, 2, 3, go. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Lord, open our hearts and minds to understand what you have done on the cross so that we would be able to appreciate and be grateful for the rest of our lives and up until eternity for the salvation that you have given for us, Lord. May we not take it lightly that you have saved us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige, maupo na kayo. Thank you. We're still in the book of Luke because this account, the introduction of the thieves or the criminals beside Jesus when he was crucified was mentioned in other books of the gospel as well. So nandun sa Matthew, sa John, and sa Mark, it was mentioned there. They were mentioned there. All right? And at this specific time, okay, titingnan lang natin dun sa Luke kasi sa book of Luke kasi Luke, kaya dun tayo titingin, Luke. That's a joke. Okay, joke 'yon. Alright, sige, banggitin ko lang, okay, tingnan natin ngayon. The thieves, when we talk about the thieves, these thieves are not ordinary thieves kasi they were considered, since they were condemned or meron silang punishment to die on the cross, meaning they were not ordinary thieves na nagnanakaw. Na-experience nyo na ba yun? Madalas, madaming nananakawan dyan sa overpass dyan, tama? Diba, hindi lang sila nangunguha, alas di mo na nakita. But these people are vile in how people describe them or how the Bible describe them. They were insurrectionists. But meaning they are vile, violent, rebels, radical thieves. They not only get what's from you, hindi lang sila nagnanakaw, pumapatay pa sila. Probably kung nanakawan ka nila, papatayin ka pa nila. At some point others, okay, scholars believe that these people were actually rapists as well. So hindi lang sila nagnanakaw. They were vile criminals. Masama kung masama. They were that. That's why, yung punishment nila, Okay, because they were just in the business of doing harm to many people, other people. It was a punishment to them. It was the punishment for criminals na sobrang sama lang dapat patayin, and it was crucifixion. Crucifixion was perfected by the Roman soldiers, by the Roman Empire, so that they would be able to kill their enemies. Okay, yung mga against sila sa gobyerno, katulad ng mga taong to. Imagine that the same punishment that these criminals had was the same punishment given to Jesus, though he did not do anything wrong. These thieves, okay, in the story, alam natin to, or kung familiar tayo sa nangyari na to, alam natin, yung isa, okay, insulted Jesus, sumusaw pa, pero yung isa was considered to a culture today, na sinasabi, he was the good thief. But he was not. He was actually a criminal in himself. Okay, sentenced death through crucifixion. So he just came to his senses to believe Jesus after his meeting with Jesus. That's why when they were there, all right, okay, they were seen as first insulting Jesus. Matthew 27:44, okay, in one account na nakita sila or inintroduce sila, walang background, but they were just there, okay, alongside with Jesus, crucified because of their sins, because of what they have done in their fellow men, because of their crimes. Sabi dyan, and the robbers, both of them, the criminals they're talking about, were crucified with him also, reviled him, reviled Jesus, ininsulto, sumausaw pa sa lahat na sinasabi ng iba, in the same way. They were disrespecting Jesus at that moment together with the people around them. That's what they were doing. But what made the person, the other thief, the one of these two robbers, change his mind? Anong nagbago when he encountered Jesus? Bakit, in the end of the story, naniwala siya kay Jesus? What happened in that very moment that saved him? I believe it started when they were mocking Jesus, but Jesus, at that time, in excruciating, painful, slow death, he was there, prayed this prayer and said, and this is what Jesus prayed, okay? He was crucified, dying together with those robbers beside him, people around them, soldiers, and these two guys were insulting him, said, Father, forgive them. That was the prayer of Jesus. Yung lumabas sa bibig ni Jesus, despite of all the negative things, accusations, hurtful things that they are saying to him, he said, forgive them. Bilang tao, ano ba yung normal na response natin pagka may nang-aaway sa atin? Anong prayer mo? Father, forgive me sa magagawa ko dito. Hindi dilim na yung paningin ko, Lord, ah. Ilayo mo yan. Ilayo mo yan, sasabi ko sa'yo. Ganun tayo eh. Pag may nanakit sa atin, nang-aaway sa atin, ganun yung ways natin. But look at Jesus. Jesus did not commit any crime. They were killing him and he was at the point of death. He was being insulted by many people and said, forgive. What is the picture of forgive for Jesus? But first, let's talk about the picture of forgiveness for all of us, for everyday life. When we say forgive, di ba, parang two best friends, okay? May nag-away. So dito may nakaaway ka ng kaibigan, di ba? Siniraan ka, sabi niya ganyan, di ba? Tapos ngayon, gusto kayo pagbatiin ng barkada niyo pagdating mo dun sa dinner. Akala ko tayo-tayo lang, ba't nandito yan? Ayaw mo, di ba? Ayaw mo makipagbatay, ayaw mo patamarin. Sige na, magbatiin na kayo, okay? Sige, hawakan mo tenga. Eh, hinawakan, nag-away mo ulit. Okay. But at that moment, okay, pag nagbatay, sige, basta nagdampi yung kamay, bati na sila. Oh, wag mo na ulitin, ha? Sige, sorry na. Tapos biglang, bati na yan. Okay, bati na sila. Oh, the next day, may selfie na ulit. Ganun yung forgiveness lang sa atin, di ba? Pag magkapatid, di ba? Lagi nag-aaway. Hindi to may mga kapatid. Ba, lagi nyo bang nakakaaway yung mga kapatid nyo? Mas bata ko, ganun nangyayari sa akin madalas. Okay, and since panganay ako, lagi ko sinasabi ang tatay ko, ano ba na yung ginagawa mo? Okay, ikaw yung panganay, ikaw ang magbigay. Mag-sorry ka sa kapatid mo. Sorry. Tapos, apagalit ng tatay ko. Yung maayos, sorry. Ganun din ba kayo? Pag mas mahaba yung sorry, di ba? Sincere na yun, di ba? Tapos yung bati na kaming magkakapatid. Normally, ganun tayo, di ba? And pagka sumagot ka sa nanay mo, di ba? Pag tinatanong ka, kamusta grades mo? Ma, hindi importante yung grades. Huwag ka nang magulo. Basta importante, pamilya natin, nakakain lagi. Di ba? Tapos, magagalit yung nanay mo.
Hindi mo ako sinasagot na maayos. Okay, ganyan ka talaga. Okay, okay. And then eventually, pag nag-sorry ka, kumakain ka pa naman sa bahay nyo, di ba? Restored, forgiven, di ba? And to a point na pag everyday life, pag may nakabunggo, di ba? Nasangge, ay, nalaglag yung books, nagpulot kayong dalawa, nagkatinginan, tapos, sorry ah, okay lang. Di ba? Mga ganun ka pa. Picture of forgiveness for us is just light as that. Okay, it may not exactly be heavy to a point of offense, but to Jesus, anong ibig sabihin niya nung word na forgive? At this very moment, when he prayed, Father, forgive them, this is what he meant. Forgive in the Greek, in the used language, in their time, afeme, okay, afimi, okay, hindi ko alam yung basa, hindi ko mahanap kung paano, okay. Pero afimi, okay, is meant to send away. Leave alone and permit. It is Jesus saying, Father, let them do what they are doing to me. Send away the guilt that they have. Let us leave them alone in what they are doing. Ibig sabihin, forgiveness to a point that what this word is used seriously in legal documents in their time and even in the even in the government. Na sinasabi dito. Let me read this: to release from legal or moral obligation. Seryoso, because it's what happens is, you release someone, okay, of their debt, ibig sabihin utang, you cancel that, kalimutan na. It's used in legal documents to describe a releasing for a consequence to cancel something or give pardon to someone. It's canceling of the debt. So ngayon yung atraso nila kay Jesus, that's what Jesus was praying about. Father, forgive them. Cancel their debts. Forget their sins. Because they do not know what they do. To who is Jesus speaking about? Who is Jesus pointing to when he's saying, Father, forgive them? Who is he concerned about? Three times we get to see, click on the next slide, that we get to see the word them and they. Jesus was so concerned about them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing. Who was at that picture when Jesus was crucified? Let's go to the next verses. Verse 34 on the second part. We talk about seeing here, and they cast lots to divide his garments. And these are the Roman soldiers who crucified him. And the people stood by, okay? A mob, okay? Tao, mga Jews who were there, stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, Jewish leaders now, not only the people, but also Jewish leaders was there, saying, he saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. It was said, okay, by Pastor Jeff, if you would remember him, okay, one of our campus missionaries here as well before, that's now serving in Pasig, okay, leading our church there. He came from a study tour in Israel a few weeks ago, and then he mentioned that their tour guides were mentioning that it was possible that the crucifixion or the person crucified is not as high as we perceive it to be. Yung naiisip natin sobrang taas, because their culture and what they wanted to do is ipahiya yung nakakrucify. Makita ng lahat, eye to eye, and say this kind of insults and things na dapat galit sila sa mga kriminal na to. It was like this. Siguro ganito kataas. Kita nyo ako eye to eye, right? And people walking and coming there would go there and insult the one and condemn the one who is crucified, the criminal. And they were doing that to Jesus for his shame. That's what the people right there are doing. And even the soldiers, tuloy natin, verse 36, the soldiers... Soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. If you are who you claim to be as God, but di mo iligtas yung sarili mo ngayon? And there was also an inscription over him, this is the king of the Jews. You remember, okay, sa mga picture na nakikita natin, madalas Holy Week, may nakasulat dito. That was not only a description, that was an insult. Eto yung sabi mo, ikaw, di ba? Sige, ilagay natin, eto ka. It was a humiliating time for Jesus. What was happening there? Who was the them at that point? First are the Roman soldiers, as I said a while ago. Roman soldier, gambling at his front, in front of him. That's their custom. Pag inaantay nilang mamatay, yung nakapako, magsusugal muna sila, to cast lots over the property of the person being crucified, pwede pa nilang ibenta, pakinabangan, kahit papano. Habang inaantay nila mamatay, that's what they were doing. And not only that, they were the ones who flogged Jesus. Binugbog nila si Jesus, nilatigo nila si Jesus, kinrucify nila si Jesus. These Roman soldiers are big men. Sino sa inyo kilala nyo si The Rock? Dwayne Johnson, okay? Hindi si Maui, okay? Katang isip lang. You're welcome. Okay, pwede na ba? Diba? Si The Rock, Roman soldiers were that big. Imagine these guys. Sila yung bumubugbog kay Jesus, bumubugbog sa'yo. And they were doing that not because they were, meron silang bitterness kay Jesus, but they were just following orders as soldiers. They were only following orders from the rulers so that they would be able to condemn at gawin yung deserve, because this is a punishment for someone to be crucified. Walang personalan, Jesus, papatayin ka namin. That was their job. So that's why in Jesus' mind, they do not know what they do. But they were insulting Him, beating Him, pinapahiya si Jesus. Sino pa yung them? Sino pa yung they? The people we're talking about a while ago. The mob. Angry mob. Okay? They were angry because they were persecuting Jesus once. And if the Roman soldiers, by comparison, did not know who Jesus really was. So I probably may balita and they were just following orders. They were just doing their job. These people knew who Jesus was. Religious leaders knew Jesus was. Religious leaders or Jews know what the Old Testament law is. Knows who is to come, the prophet or the Savior who is to come. And they did not recognize Jesus. And these people na ngayon, okay, stinir up, okay, ng mga Jewish leaders na sige, pa-crucify natin yan, manluloko yan. These people, the very people who cried out and shouted, crucify Him, are the very people who has once witnessed the miracles of Jesus and has experienced the healing and heard the preaching of Jesus, now come to a point, bumaliktad. Benefited, knew Jesus, and yet, because of Jesus' claim, they could not believe it. They were mad at Jesus, sentenced Him to crucifixion. That's them. Jesus was talking about them. Father, forgive them. Lastly, the thieves beside Jesus. One of them, okay? One of them, verse 39, one of the criminals. And actually, di ba, nung simula, dalawa nga sila. Sabi sa Matthew 27, kanina, binasa natin. But now, one of them who were hanged railed at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Ligtas mo naman tayo dito. Kumbaga sa kanila, sumawsaw pa. Lumabas lang tong mga to, galing sa kulungan, ngayon papatayin na, ngayon sumawsaw pa. Nakikisawsaw pa. Nainsultuhin si Jesus, ipahiya si Jesus. And yet, Jesus prayed a prayer, forgive them. These people, the soldiers, the angry mob, the Jewish leaders, and the robbers beside Jesus were not the only people Jesus was talking about when He prayed, Father, forgive them. They represent you and I. Because to think about it, it is our sin that sent Jesus to the cross. It is because for our sin, that's why Jesus came on earth, live a perfect life so that He would be qualified to die on the penalty for the penalty of our sins. Dapat tayo yung nandun. But Jesus took it anyway so that we would be able to be forgiven of our sins and we would be saved. So if you're saying, sama naman ng mga Roman soldiers na yun, di man lang nag-isip. At sama naman ng mga taong yung nakinabang na sa miracles ni Jesus, tapos ngayon, galit na galit pa sa kanya. Ito namang dalawang to, nakikisaw-saw pa. We are part of the people who crucified Jesus. Before we judge others, we all sinned against Jesus, against God. That's why we're part of them. Jesus was thinking about you. Jesus was thinking about all of us when He was crucified there and was praying a prayer showing His infinite mercy of saying, Father, forgive them. Forgive us. How grateful are you that Jesus opened the opportunity? They're not exactly saved yet, but Jesus has now opened the opportunity for people to repent, for us to repent. And forgiveness is now possible because of His sacrifice. Na instead of Him magreklamo doon when He was crucified, ayoko na! Jesus came there and said, forgive them, and that's us. So that forgiveness for all of us would be possible. Going back to the thieves, so that one person, a thief, who came into his senses, not only came into his senses, but encountered Jesus. More than just coming to his senses, into right mind, he encountered a Savior. But before that, he was a thief, right? And I was telling you a while ago na ito, hindi ordinaryong magnanakaw to. Masamang kriminal to. Pumapatay ng re-rape. And this person knew that he was not deserving. Because he knew the laws, because he grew up in Israel, he was from Israel. Not exactly grew up, pero he was from there. He knew the laws na sinasabi ni Moses, sabi ni David ganyan, but he could not do it. And now he was a criminal. Now he knows he's a criminal, he's a thief, he's done that and different kinds of crime. But probably people rejected him, and even to a point of families, malamang sa malamang. Sometimes we know criminals are rejected by their family, rejected by everyone, and that's why he was there, because the government is now killing him for all of his done crimes. Nandun siya because of what he has done. And then for the very first time, he heard someone concerned about him. Someone crucified with them. Na narinig rin naman nila lahat, sigurado yung sinasabi nila kay Jesus, but yet this Jesus, he heard the prayer. And Jesus said, forgive them. And kahit siya sumausaw, narinig niya, forgive us? Forgive us? When he encountered Jesus and his mercy, the mercy of Jesus, and when he heard that was Jesus' heart for everyone who's insulting him, killing him, verse 40, but the other rebuked him, saying, rebuked the other thief na nang sumasaw-saw pa sa pag-insulto kay Jesus, saying, do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. Kaya tayo nandito kasi may kasalanan tayo. May krimen tayong ginawa. But this man, talking about Jesus, has done nothing wrong. That's why he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. When we look at his request, he did not even say, uy, forgiven kami. Jesus, pwede ba ako sumama? Pwede ba ako sumama sa'yo? Because he knew in front of him, out of his saying, out of his conversation with the other thief, alam niya na itsura niya yung buhay niya pang hell. Katapat niya na yung hell, inaantay niya na lang, papunta na siya dun. Alam niya na wala nang pag-asa na magbago, kasi ito na, mamamatay na. Saglit na lang, mamamatay na. Alam niya, wala nang pag-asa para magbago. He cannot be good anymore. That's why in full shame, nahihiyaman siya, made a small request. Can you at least remember me, Jesus, in paradise? When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, can you at least remember me? Maalala mo man lang sana ako. Out of shame, he made a small request. And out of shame, we know that feeling that when we make requests, nakakahiya kasi alam natin may ginawa tayong kalokohan bago tayo gumawa ng request. Ngayon, nakakahiya humingi ng favor kasi alam natin hindi tayo deserving doon. Diba, kung hihingi ka ng baon sa nanay at tatay mo, tapos alam mo may ginawa ang kalokohan kagabi, late ka na umuwi, hingi ka ngayon ng baon, sasabihin mo, ma, pwede ba akong humingi ng baon? Kahit 2 pesos lang. Sinahiya ka eh, kasi alam mo may ginawa ang kalokohan. Diba, pagkatapos mong lokohin, yung ex-girlfriend mo, sasabihin mo ngayon, pwede ba tayo mag-usap? Kahit sandali lang. Diba, biglang bait ka, no? Kasi nahiya ka eh. Kasi niloko mo eh. Kaya nga minsan pupunta tayo kay Lord, kahit alam natin hindi tayo nag-aral na mabuti, buong sem sasabihin natin, Lord, pwede na kahit 3, please. Kahit 75 lang, Lord. Oh, please. Nahiya ka. Nahiya tayo to make a request because we know we don't deserve it. The feeling, this person was sincere in his request because he knew he did not deserve a second chance. He was now headed to hell. At ito, kahit man lang maalala mo ako, Jesus, please. He was sincerely asking, remembering that he don't deserve what he was asking, and yet he asked anyway because now he believes in this Savior. He did not take his life's need lightly because the end was near for him. Death was so near for him. He did not take the mercy of Jesus very lightly na parang sinasabi niya, yung pala forgiven eh. Uy, sama tayo ah. They did not take it lightly. The thief did not take that lightly because minsan tayo ganun. Eh, yung pala, forgiven na pala ako. Sabi ng Bible, sabi ng preacher, eh, pagtapos nito, okay na. Eh, pupunta na pala akong heaven, eh, okay na. Magmumura na ako ulit. Papunta naman pala akong heaven, eh. Eh di, okay na. Balik na ako. Mag-e-exam na ako. Mungopia na ako ulit. Heaven pa rin naman kahit namatay ako, di ba, Jesus? Taking it lightly to the point where, oh, sige, heaven naman na pala ako. Papakasaya na ako sa buhay ko. After youth service, tama-tama, Friday night, mag-bar na ako. Pwede na mag-inom ulit. Eh, kasi, ano naman eh, saved naman na ako eh, di ba, Jesus? Heaven naman na yung punta ko, di ba? Oh, Lord, gusto ko pakasaya sa buhay ko bago ko mamatay. Kailangan ma-experience ko lahat. Nadamihan ko na yung boyfriend, girlfriend ko. Damihan ko na lahat to, Lord. Eh, sayang naman, baka mamatay ako. Tapos, hindi ko man lang na-experience magkaroon ng boyfriend o kaya magkaroon ng girlfriend. We're taking it lightly. The salvation we receive, we are taking it lightly sometimes. We don't see or we're not understanding the real message of the gospel that someone who is sinless and a God who has made all of us had to die for our sins. And it's not because maliit lang naman yung kasalanan o ganito lang naman eh, isang beses lang. It's not that, but it's the blood of the Savior that's important there. Inosente na matay para sa ating lahat. So that we would one day come to a point and come and say, not only remember me, but Jesus, forgive me. I hope that we have understand that we come to understand what the gospel is saying to us, that we don't take it lightly. But we take the mercy of Jesus seriously because we are the ones who sent Him to be crucified for our sins. What Jesus did for all of us is that you know what? Even if the thief has made a light request out of shame, nahihiya siya, Jesus, just remember me. What Jesus answered is very interesting. That what Jesus said is this, in the last verse, verse 43, and He said this to him, "Truly I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise." Today, you will be with me in paradise. That's what Jesus said. Hindi sinagot ni Jesus na, sige, tomorrow. Oh, sige, maalala kita. Sabi mo, di ba, maalala kita? I'll remember you when I'm in paradise. The answer was Jesus was truly, I say to you, hindi, walang biro, I'm serious about this, today, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus did not answer, oh sige, baba muna tayo, one-to-one ka. Ah, ganun ba? Sige, baba muna tayo. Mag-victory group ka muna. O tara, baba muna tayo, baptize muna kita, tapos balik tayo ulit. Or Jesus said, Jesus did not say, oh sige, baba ka muna, patunayan mo munang nagbago ka. There was no time for a changed life for this person. But Jesus was serious about loving this person, forgiving this person, and giving new eternal life for this person. For a criminal. Jesus did not say, sige, baba ka muna, prove yourself, mag-make disciples ka muna. But what Jesus answered is this, today, you will come with me in paradise. Today, you are saved. That's the message of salvation for everyone and even to us na hindi pa tayo mamamatay. The good thing about Jesus is that Jesus came to save you. And since you're not dying yet, He would change you and take you with Him forever. And yes, understandably, there was no time left for that dying person, but Jesus loved that person. Changed that person in a few minutes and hours of his life, probably was just singing praises to God, na salamat Jesus, nandito ka, katabi kita. And I'm not saying that it would take you one day when you die, because Jesus would actually take you, if you are saved today, Jesus would take you with Him today and forevermore. It's a relationship that you can have with Jesus. That's why you will be changed. That's what Jesus did. There's time left for us, and it's not for us to prove na nagbago tayo, Jesus deserving ako, di ba? Tama. But it is for us to experience the grace, mercy, and love of the Savior and enjoy it for the rest of our lives and forever. Let me ask everyone to stand up right now. And before I pray, let me just give a quick application for everyone. In light of what Christ has done for us, hearing that He has forgiven everyone killing Him at that point, now it is possible to forgive others. Say, forgive others. Now, if there are people who has hurt us, maliit na bagay man yun o napakalaki, it is possible to forgive. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. It's possible. Just as we have received forgiveness from Jesus, just as a thief, a criminal, sentenced to death, violent criminal, was forgiven by Christ, forgiveness from God is possible, and forgiveness for others as we forgive others is possible. And also, ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The forgiveness of God is offered to everyone. And it would just take for us to come to Jesus and say, Lord, alam mo yung nangyari. Lord, forgive me. The Bible says, Jesus would not recount kung anong ginawa mo. Jesus would not punish you because Jesus took the punishment already. What He would do is change you. Yes, there is conviction. There would be discipline. But He would change you and say, and the Bible says, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me ask everyone to bow down right now. Some of you, you need to forgive. You need to forgive. Would you raise your hand? And it's hard for you to forgive. And even if it's easy for you to forgive, but someone offended you, you want to forgive. Would you come to God and say, Lord, I forgive, and then state the name of that person. Sincerely, with all of your heart. And say, Lord, help me forgive this person. Say the name. That could be your family, your father, mother, or sibling, kapatid ninyo, friend, or even a complete stranger, hindi ka makaget over, asar na asar ka lang, a professor, anyone, just forgive. Thank you, Lord, that it is possible to forgive even if they have not asked for forgiveness yet. At kahit hindi sila mag-sorry, God, we come, Lord God, and say, we forgive them. Thank you that you have forgiven us. And what right do we have not to forgive others? Because you've forgiven us. Thank you, Lord. Put down your hands. Ask forgiveness. And let's talk about asking forgiveness, not from God yet, but from other people. Maybe it's you that who needs to ask forgiveness. Ikaw yung kailangan mag-sorry sa ibang tao. Would you just raise your hand? Thank you, Lord. You see these people. Give them the grace to humble themselves, just as you have humbled yourself for us. Not that you need forgiveness from all of us, but because, Lord, you gave your life for us so that this day would be possible, that we would also humble ourselves to you, so that we would humble ourselves to the very people that we need to say sorry. Thank you, God. Give us grace, Lord, to open our mouths and say, I am sorry. To come home and hug anyone we need to ask forgiveness from. Just come and take the higher road. Kami na yung magte-text kung kailangan na yung makipag-meet. Kami na yung makipag-usap. Thank you, Lord. Give us His grace. Put down your hand. Ask forgiveness from God. Maybe you are in a relationship with God. And then you have done something wrong in your life. And now, the Bible is just telling us, you just need to come and confess to God. Alam naman ni God eh. Kung ano nangyari. The goodness that God has offered is we can come to Him. And this is a promise to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Would you just come to God? Raise your hand if that's, Lord, forgive me for what I have done, Lord. Thank you for these people acknowledging, Lord, that we have done something against you, God. But we pray to come before you, God. We pray that, Lord, thank you. Lord, we come to you, God, in repentance. We come to you, God, saying, Lord, we are sorry. And we receive your forgiveness. Thank you that this is your promise. Thank you that you love us. Thank you for your mercy. You did not deal with us as our deeds deserve. Lord, you gave us love and kindness. Thank you, God. You are our Father.